This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It is a long Memorial Day weekend at Gillette Stadium. Patriots coming off their first week of OTAs, and this is another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire. I'm Andy Hart, joined by the fellow scribes from PFW, Paul Perillo and Eric Scalavino, to talk about some of the moves made this week in New England, where the team remains at the 90-man offseason roster limit, although they made a number of transactions. Not quite the big names we've seen in recent weeks, where guys like literally and figuratively big-named Kyle Love and Brandon Dederick were released, causing a little bit of a ripple throughout not only New England, but a little bit of the league due to Kyle Love's diabetes situation. Both those guys landed in Jacksonville, so on their podcast, they're talking about them. But this week, the Patriots, May 20th, signed rookie free agent wide receiver Mark Harrison. You'll never guess where he played college football.
I'm going to say Rutgers.
Paul can say Rutgers. It again because his mic was off the first time he said it. Rutgers. And kicker, David, I'm going to sneeze rougher.
And you know why they signed him? Paul, you know why they signed him?
No.
Because his name sounds like Rutgers.
Oh, okay.
Good point.
I'll go with it.
My guess is they signed him because he was out of football last year, but when he first transferred from William & Mary to Notre Dame, he hit his first 23 field goal attempts. The good news. Mm-hmm. The bad news is he finished his career 33 of 44, meaning he went 10 of 21 over his final field goal attempts of his Notre Dame career. So,
which is why he probably wasn't in football last year.
But it's interesting. Paul Perillo, you like to think sometimes these guys are brought in to compete for starting jobs here in New England, whether they are punters or kickers. And we'll get to that in a minute. But May 23rd, Patriots claim tackle Kevin Haslam off waivers from San Diego. You'll never guess where he went to college.
Rutgers.
Rutgers, making him the eighth member of the 90-man roster in New England that attended Rutgers University.
So now, do we have officially as many or more Rutgers players than the former than coach Rutgers? Of Rutgers in Tampa Bay?
I believe we do. Although
as many
added,
or more?
I believe we have one more. I think he may have seven, but it's been an arms race between Schiano and Belichick to collect guys from a university who was barely relevant in college football for much of its tenure. And the team to make room for Haslam released R.J. Mates?
Yeah,
I don't know.
We had that problem last week, too.
We don't need to know his name anymore.
Haslam.
Yeah. Or Mattis. Mattis. It doesn't matter anymore because he's gone.
Mattis is he spent about a week on the roster.
Yes. Haslam is a 26-year-old veteran of three seasons, 10 games played, and three starts. So he joins that group of Green and Svitek, some of these somewhat experienced backup offensive linemen, sort of common theme here in New England over the years. They always have these guys in camp, and generally one of them sticks around somehow, and you say, huh, that guy's not bad. He's filling in for
one of these guys. At least will get the Donald Thomas Memorial Award.
He could. Now he's competing with the McDonald's and other members of the backup group. But Paul,
and when you say the McDonald's, you literally mean
Nick
both of
and
them.
The other one.
Chris, right?
I don't know. That's why I said Nick and the other one. Paul, I want to talk about Ruffer, using him as a leaping-off point. I don't believe he is competing for the kicking job with Steven Gostkowski. I believe he was brought in for reps. They now have two punters, two long snappers, two kickers. Throughout the summer, they divvy their reps, and depending on how things go, you know, they then move on at some point from one or all of them. But you are of the belief that the punter could have some actual competition for his job. Zoltan Mesko heading into the final year of his contract. And they brought in a two-time Ray Guy Award winner out of Louisiana Tech.
Ryan Allen. I could look at the two in the headlights and I knew you didn't know his name.
And you think he could legitimately compete with Mesko for a job. Speak about it.
Yeah, I think that both kickers are in a position where it might be time, not because of performance necessarily, but contractual status, to have legitimate alternatives in camp to give them a push. Now, I think the resume for the punter, Ryan Allen, is much greater than David Ruffer. Andy talked about Ruffer. He made his first 23 field goal attempts, but ended 33 or 44, which means
started off smooth and then got rougher. Very negative.
He missed.
Well, see what you did there.
The most recent sample was not as good.
Well, the most recent sample doesn't exist because he was out of football most recently.
Yeah, true. He didn't play last year.
True.
So the rest of the league agreed with you that the most recent sampling didn't warrant work.
Right.
But I do believe Allen
could be a legitimate competition. Now, listen, 98-99% chance that Mesko is fine. He comes back. I know, listen.
He's left-footed.
He's got a chance.
Yes.
Both guys are left-footed, Mesko's, which is clearly what Belichick prefers in that position. I just think that this guy is a little bit at a higher level than what normally comes into camp as an extra guy
to
kick
the
ball around.
Exactly.
Chris Copeland did not present any threat in any way, shape. He had a 0% chance of unseating Steven Gostkowski.
Use him as the guy?
Because of, I'm comparing him to a two-time Ray Guy Award winner who I think legitimately
has
an opportunity to punt the ball in the NFL.
He's got an NFL leg.
Yeah.
Chris Copeland, I don't think, had that opportunity.
Okay.
And I don't think
so
David
that's all
Ruffer
I'm saying.
Does either.
I still think that Mesko will be the punter, and this is nothing to see here. But I do think this is a little bit different situation than 99% of these where you just bring a guy in to take a little wear and tear off whoever, the kicker or the punter, whatever the case may be.
I do find it interesting. I just want to piggyback on that for a second. I find it interesting that this year there are two at every position in the specialist. So you have six players where
we call it the Noah specialists.
Right.
We took them two by two.
Two by two.
Oh, Noah.
And both
Noah,
guys,
yeah.
Right, contractually.
I was thinking of the national what was it? The atmospheric, the NOAA.
Oh.
I was thinking of that. Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Yeah. But anyway, they have six players in camp who are just specialists, where normally, at most, you would have probably four because two of the three positions wouldn't have competition. That's taking away a couple of spots where, in a year where you're not settled at certainly defensive tackle, you're not settled at wide receiver, you probably could have used the extra help just throwing in another body of competition.
And there's
in camp.
No telling how long the three of them are
sure.
here.
Sure,
easily, one of them could be
gone by next week or whatever.
Absolutely,
could be gone by the time people
but
hear
I do
this
agree
on the internet.
I do agree with you that Ruffer probably stands no chance of unseating Gostkowski. 0% chance, just like Chris Copeland, Keplin, whatever his name was. I do agree with Paul though that Ryan Allen has a legitimate chance here, given his resume.
And I think that Gostkowski was the one I was sort of expecting to get the competition because of his contract. He's getting expensive in terms of kicking now, whereas Mesko is getting to the point where you'll have to make a decision on him.
Well, he's making a little money,
and you might have to pay him
1.4.
So I do think it's interesting when you look at it that way. I would have expected it to be the opposite, but I agree with Eric's assessment. I think more than likely Ruffer is just around to keep some wear and tear away from Steven, and like Andy said, there's a better than average chance that he probably doesn't even get to camp. And I would expect the same thing with the long snapper, unless they're really unsure about that. And this is a legitimate competition for Aiken, too. I don't know the answer to that.
I think there's no chance Alton Mesko loses his job. Elsewhere this week, as we mentioned at the top of the hour. I think he's a pretty good punter. OTA action this week, 90-man roster limit. We saw 86 bodies on the football field, not wearing jerseys, so I won't give you the rundown exactly who was or wasn't there.
And jerseys not wearing numbers?
Yeah, no numbers.
Yeah, they had shirts on.
Yeah, they did have shirts on, but no numbers. The guys not taking part, not seen, Julian Edelman, Brandon Bolden, Rob Gronkowski, and Brandon Spikes. Obviously, Rob Gronkowski underwent another surgery on his arm earlier this week. Julian Edelman dealing with the walking boot issue previously reported, and reports this week indicated that Bolden is dealing with an injury that kept him from the field. The only person not on the field for a specific reason, Brandon Spikes, and we really don't have any definitive answer as of yet as to why he was not out there, other than speculation that he hasn't been taking part in the offseason program, feels like he's better preparing elsewhere, working out. There's a lot of theories bouncing around there. He's heading into his final year of his rookie contract.
My theory is he's hurt.
Could be. There's no reports that he is or isn't hurt. So we really have no definitive knowledge other than the fact that he has not been at Gillette Stadium too often. That's, I believe, how Mike Reese hasn't been seen much at Gillette Stadium since
off-season program began and was not out here for OTA workouts. Other guys who were on the field but not really working out included Aaron Hernandez, Ryan Wendell, Devin McCourty.
I didn't know about Wendell.
Maybe it was Conley.
Conley?
Yeah, Conley.
Conley
Wendell.
Had a shoulder.
One of the offensive linemen. They're all
Vollmer
the same.
Vollmer had
Vollmer.
Something.
Who got an $8.5 million guaranteed contract this
really,
offseason.
Really, really crawled
not
up
on
Andy's
the field.
Butt.
Other guys, though, in various states of participation, but the Boyce, the rookie receiver, not out there. Mark Harrison, who we spoke about earlier, dealing with a broken foot, not out there. But 86 guys were seen out there. The only four not I just mentioned. And Spikes, really, the only one of note, because we don't know why he wasn't out there. Patriots will have another OTA workout that's open to the media next Wednesday, where we'll be able to see if maybe Boyce gets out there or any of those other guys. Or if we see, well, we won't see number 55. We'll see a guy with dreads who has a blue jersey on that should have had a 55 on.
Might have it on his helmet, though.
He could. Or we might not see it at all. And next Friday, we will be back, as always, after this long Memorial Day weekend, to update you on any moves made by Bill Belichick and company, because I am sure there are a few Rutgers players somewhere who are available to add to the roster in some form or fashion. For Paul Perillo and Eric Scalavino, this is Andy Hart with another Patriots.com roster report presented by Sullivan Tire and filled with Rutgers information.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.